Let's go next to Capitol Hill, where Republicans as well as Democrats chose their leaders for the new session of Congress yesterday. For the most part, they chose their old leaders. The Republican pick for Speaker of the House is John Boehner, the man who was leading the Republicans in the minority. The number two job goes to Eric Cantor of Virginia. On the Democratic side, Nancy Pelosi stood her ground, and she will remain her party's leader in the minority. There are, of course, many, many new faces among the rank and file, and NPR's Don Gagne has been spending some time with one newly elected Republican this week, and he has an introduction.
This Mr. Gibbs is not to be confused with White House spokesman Robert Gibbs. This Mr. Gibbs is not a household name. He goes by Bob Gibbs. He's a former full-time farmer. More recently, he's been a conservative state senator from southeastern Ohio who defeated incumbent Democratic Congressman Zach Space. Earlier this week, he was coming out of an orientation session for new GOP members in the Cannon House office building.
Oh, this is really exciting. This is a historic freshman class. The numbers, definitely the people in my district, people in Ohio, people around the country, Americans have spoke pretty loudly.
The days and nights of Gibbs' first week on Capitol Hill have been loaded with meetings, some with the entire incoming class, some with just Republicans, some with fellow Ohio Republicans, five of whom defeated incumbent Democrats this month. And there have been events like Monday's noontime rally on the Capitol grounds, headlined by Tea Party favorites Senator Jim DeMint and Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann.
Thank you! Do you know that you are the people who changed the world the first Tuesday in November?
Right. Congressman-elect Gibbs also spoke.
You know, when I ran this race, I made a commitment to the voters of the Ohio's 18th district that I was coming here to do three things. One is to cut deficit spending, yes. Cut the borrowing, yes. Roll back the tax increases, and regulatory reform. Yes.
Gibbs was cheered when he told the crowd he'd like to see this year's new health care law repealed. On Tuesday, there was a tour of the House floor. Rules were explained, along with the mechanics of casting votes. Along the way, there was information on how to set up his office, how to hire staff. Afterward, Gibbs said all eyes are on this new class.
Well, they know we're being watched, and I think the American people are going to hold us accountable, and they're looking to make sure that we do what we say we're going to do. I just think the environment here, we got a big challenge.
This is a huge freshman class, nearly 100 new members in the House, 85 of them Republicans. But the numbers are less impressive than the wave of anger they rode in on. Everybody expects them to make some noise. Yesterday, seven-term Texas Congressman Kevin Brady had this to say about Gibbs and the other GOP newcomers.
As a conservative, I see them as the cavalry to help us turn this thing around. So, yeah, I'm just very excited about their presence. Fresh ideas, you know what I mean?
Meanwhile, Bob Gibbs is balancing what he sees as a mandate to shake things up with some more mundane matters this week. He still hasn't found a place to live.
No, that's right. That's another issue we're working on, too. You asked me what we got to do. That's another issue. And cost of living here in Washington, D.C. is outrageous.
There will be many aspects of Washington for the new member from Ohio to get used to in the weeks and months ahead. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.